Morning, a Monday morning that there is no school and no school buses out there. Hence, I guess that would make sense. But we do have, well, we are going to talk buses. Jenna Dardis is with us from Benjamin Bus. Jenna, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Jeff, for having me.
What is your role with Benjamin Bus?
I am the manager at Benjamin Bus in Northfield.
Okay, all right. You've have coming up soon, next week actually, is Bus Driver Appreciation Day. So we're going to talk about bus drivers and give them a little bit of appreciation and some love. How many drivers do you have, and how many buses? Can you give us an idea of the scale of the operation here in Northfield, the school
sure.
buses?
Each morning and afternoon we transport many children in the 25 regular school buses that we have, and then we have about 10 to 15 special ed vehicles that we transport students to Faribault, to other schools out of town as well. So we have buses going throughout the day, all day long.
Yeah, you know, we don't really think, I think the average person doesn't realize what you have going on. You see the buses going to each school every morning, you think that's what they do, but there's a whole lot more to it than just that.
It sure is. Typically, a driver's day starts early in the morning. Mm-hmm. And with the weather that we've had the last couple weeks, that can be trying sometimes with the minus degree weather and the extra snow that we've all come to appreciate, I guess, this time of year.
Well put.
But every morning and actually every afternoon, the driver needs to do a pre-trip on the vehicle that they are driving. Mm-hmm. And so that includes checking all the lights, checking under the hood, making sure that the vehicle is safe to go out on the road to pick up our most precious cargo.
Yeah, you know, I was going to ask you, when you get into those days where there is a lot of snow, and, you know, unfortunately we've had a lot of days wiped out this year just because of the snow and because of the cold weather. But are there, they've got to check everything. Are there more things that they have to check? I mean, I know there's somebody with the bus company that goes out, inspects some of those rural roads to make a decision on that. Do you get in on that decision? Or is that
I sure do.
Okay.
Myself and then Barb Moore, who is the retired manager at Benjamin Bus. She's been retired for about 4 years, but she still loves to go out and check the country roads at 3 a.m. along with Dr. Matt Hillman. So the three of us go out and go out at around 3 o'clock in the morning and then touch base after we've done our little routes and just to make sure that the roads are safe for the vehicles to get through to pick up the students.
Do you each go in different directions?
We do.
All right. So you cover pretty much the whole.
We try to. It's a huge district, but we try to cover all of the rural areas is mostly what we try to do.
And hopefully you all have four-wheel drive vehicles because it's not always the easiest
That's
to get
right.
through.
It isn't. Right. Yeah.
All right. Once again, we're talking with Jenna Dardis from Benjamin Bus. It's Bus Driver Appreciation Day coming up next week. Tell us a little bit more about the average day for the bus driver.
Well, the average day, we do have bus drivers that drive morning and afternoon. We have some drivers that drive pretty much all day long, too, morning, midday, and afternoon. We have some drivers that have an afternoon route because they have another job prior to that. So we just, you know, we have stay-at-home moms, we have retirees, we have a bunch of different ex-professional people that have come out and to drive school buses or vans.
Yeah, and I know some of them personally, and you've had some now and in the past that have been doing it for quite a while. Mm-hmm. Some familiar faces when those kids hop on the bus each day. They see a familiar face.
Yes, and that's so important, too. And I want to just plug in, too. Every August, we have a back-to-school meeting and party for all the drivers. And every year I add up how many years we've had as the drivers, and we give out safe driving awards. And so this year we have 400 years of safe driving that are out on the road picking up our students. So I'm very proud of all the drivers that we have at Benjamin Bus, Northfield Lions, and they do a tremendous job.
Wow, that really says something right there. That's a mind-boggling. 400 years, that's four centuries of good driving.
Correct.
While on the current staff.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Man. And do you have anything going on for the actual Bus Driver Appreciation Day? Do the kids bring in cookies and things like that to the bus drivers?
You know, each school will will be recognizing their drivers that they bring their students to those schools. Benjamin Bus will start off the morning with something for the, some special treats for the drivers. And, you know, I don't want to disclose too much because some of the drivers may be listening and I want to keep it as a surprise, but, we just appreciate everything that they do all day long, and they just they show up with all of the inclement weather that we've had, and they love what they do, and so it's just so important to recognize them.
Their commitment to safety, their commitment to the community, but most of all, their commitment to the kids. Yeah, very inspiring.
Yes.
So it's sometimes you could probably think it would be a thankless job, but it's something that we all can certainly be proud of our local bus company.
That is right. And you know what I've always said to Dr. Hillman as well is the school bus, we are the bookends to a student's day. Mm-hmm. So we start their day and we may end their day when riding the vehicles that we transport them. So it's a friendly smile in the morning, a good morning, and a have a great night at the end of the day that we tell all of our students that we transport. So,
all right. Anything else about Benjamin Bus or about school safety and school bus drivers?
Just to have other motorists, please just urge other motorists to always stop when the lights are flashing.
Mm-hmm.
When the yellow lights are flashing, that means that a bus is attempting to stop. So please just be aware of that. And when the reds are flashing and the stop arm is extended, to stop for those students.
Yeah, it's even more important this time of year with slippery surfaces and everything.
Absolutely.
That you pay attention and pay close attention. All right. Jenna, thank you so much for coming in. We certainly appreciate it.
Thank you, Jeff, for having me.
Jenna Dardis, once again from Benjamin Bus. School Bus Driver Appreciation Day is coming up on Wednesday, the 27th, a week from this Wednesday.